On this week's Tourism Roundup, we present highlights of Tourism Minister Edmund Bartlett's contribution to the 2016-2017 sectoral debate in the House of Representatives. And in our No Jamaica feature, we journey to Rick's Cafe in Westmoreland. Stay tuned. Minister of Tourism Edmund Bartlett, during his contribution to the 2016-2017 sectoral debate now on in the House of Representatives, highlighted several areas within the sector government is working to improve. One area that will receive added focus is safety and security in resort towns. Mr. Bartlett says the Minister of National Security is working with the tourism product development company, TPD Co., to develop a comprehensive security program for the sector.
Some 87 district constables are being trained as we speak under this new initiative. And these officers will function under a special arm of the JCF, having policing powers, and will focus specifically on boosting safety and security in our resort areas. We will be adding another 13 officers to bring the initial complement to 100 by the end of this year.
The ministry has also established a multi-sectoral task force to develop strategies to effectively eradicate the problem of visitor harassment. The plan will entail a three-pronged approach: legislative, law enforcement, and social intervention. The Tourism Enhancement Fund, TEF's business model, is being revamped to enable it to contribute more effectively to the government's growth strategy. Mr. Bartlett says the agency will fund more strategic projects that support key activities designed to generate growth.
These include supporting the development of the hospitality school, the artisan villages, the craft institute, and boosting safety and security within the tourism sector.
The TEF's new business strategy, being developed by the Tourism Ministry, will require a Memorandum of Understanding, MOU, with key agencies with which the entity partners. Minister Bartlett says as part of its repositioning, the TEF will continue its collaboration with the Urban Development Corporation and Port Authority of Jamaica in building out the portside experiences for cruise and stopover visitors in the main resort areas. Government is moving to provide support to small and medium tourism enterprise, SMTE, operators, finding it difficult to get capital from banks and other lending institutions.
We are going to be providing funding support for, and we are in process of negotiating a MOU with the Exim Bank. And the Exim Bank will provide a window for these small tourism entities, the small hotels.
Additionally, Mr. Bartlett says the TEF is in dialogue with the Jamaica National Building Society to develop a national community tourism revolving loan scheme. Under this arrangement, community tourism entities will be able to access up to $2 million at 3% interest for up to 5 years. A MOU is to be signed for the scheme in the coming weeks. The tourism minister has also announced that the largest single development of hotels in Jamaican history has been placed under the Shovel Ready initiative. Charisma Hotels and Resorts has agreed to move forward with its planned $1 billion mega hotel project development in St. Anne. The project will, in coming years, add 5,000 new rooms, representing several different resorts to Jamaica's tourism sector, and provide at least 8,000 direct jobs. In our No Jamaica feature this week, we journey to Rick's Cafe in Negril, Westmoreland. Rick's Cafe was the first public bar and restaurant of its type on the West End Cliffs, offering an alternative to Negril's majestic 7 Mile Beach. From the beginning, Rick's Cafe boasted an unrivaled view of the sunset from its naturally formed cliffs. Over the years, both visitors and locals have designated Rick's Cafe as Negril's premier gathering spot. That's it for this week's Tourism Roundup. Join us again next time. For producer Shinari Ferron, I'm Theodore Henry.
Government pensioners, there are now several ways to connect with the Accountant General's Department as we modernize our operations to serve you better. Call the AGD at 922-8320-7, 922-7906, or toll free at 1-888-991-3005. Send an email to info@treasury.gov.jm. Find us on Facebook or live chat with an agent at treasury.gov.jm. And we've now added WhatsApp messaging. WhatsApp us at 818-6583. The Accountant General's Department, touching the life of every Jamaican.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.